here at the Devil Radio Studios, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Also, DevilRadio927.com, streaming live. And you can catch podcast episodes of this wonderful show and all the great Devil shows, Devil Radio shows, including Outside the Pizza Box coming up here next. We do have one segment left, and I'm excited to talk to the great folks over at Delta Beer Lab because they continue to do the same thing, which is always find another way and more ways to do good. So we bring in Tim from Delta Beer Lab right now and welcome him to the program. So he can tell us a little bit about your special Thanksgiving activities and, again, your nonprofit of the month, which is another great one you're doing. How are you doing over there at Delta Beer Lab, Tim?
Doing really well. Can you hear me?
I got you. Yes.
Awesome. So let's kick it off with Thanksgiving. That's coming up on Thursday, as everybody knows. I think it's worth noting before we get into it that we need to recognize that we operate a brewery on stolen land, that our brewery sits on the homeland of the Ho-Chunk, Sauk, Peoria, Miami, and Sioux Nations. And we only have what we have available to us because of the history that came before us. And so I think it's worth recognizing that this is a shared experience now, and that we created a travesty back in the day. But a little way that we can move forward from that is that Delta Beer Lab offers a free community Thanksgiving meal. And it's often we get donations. But just like our nonprofit partner program, where all tips throughout the year go to our nonprofit, all of the donations from Thanksgiving will also go there. So we've got turkeys, we'll have mashed potatoes, stuffing, a couple different vegetables, there's dessert, and we have gotten a lot of food donated this year. The first year we bought a bunch. Last year we did a grill out outside because of COVID. We're going to be back inside this year, and a lot of the food was donated from like Brennan's Market, Jennifer Street Market donated some stuff, a couple of our food carts that we've had throughout the summer, LT's Aloha Wagon, which is in our neighborhood, and Vengen, Pockuff vegan food truck, all are doing some work for us, some old staff carved some turkeys. So it's a community effort, and we're hoping to get 100 people there on Thursday. The lab is open from 2 to 6, and the meal will be served from 3 to 5.
That's beautiful. So this is the third time you guys are doing this. How did this all start? What prompted you to do this 3 years ago?
Yeah, thank you. So not everybody has a place to go. We built the lab as a safe space for all people. And even in my own past, while I do have a loving family, there were times where we didn't see eye to eye. When I was living in Minneapolis 1 year, I just couldn't see going to spend the holiday with my family. And I needed a different community. And so I went to Lush, which is a gay bar in Northeast Minneapolis. They had Thanksgiving meal. I was able to get food there, have a beer, talk to some folks, and have a chosen family Thanksgiving. And so because we know the reality that there are people that don't have a place that they feel comfortable going, or that they want to go, or that they might not even have family in the area because they moved to Wisconsin because they work at Epic or whatnot, and they don't want to travel back home. We want to provide a place for people to go. Also, and it actually kind of happens a lot, folks that don't want to cook Thanksgiving food, but still want to enjoy that, come on over. You know, we've had groups of 4 or 8 that just don't want to do the cooking and the cleaning, and we'll take care of that for you so we can bring everybody together.
I appreciate all those perspectives and reasoning for that. And you're right. I mean, there's so many people that for many reasons or a variety of reasons, maybe can't get together with family, can't this time around, what have you. So it's great to have an alternative for that. I wanted to ask you, so, okay, how does this work? This is a free meal, but people are given tips, and then those are going to be donations. Is that the setup?
Yeah. Folks can go on our website, which is delta.beer, www.delta.beer, and you can go into the web store and sign buy a free meal, so that way we can see who's coming. But you also don't have to do that. You can just show up. And if you choose to put some money toward toward the food, it'll go to our nonprofit partner. And this month, that organization is called Ketchum's Got Your Six. So this was started a few years ago after a local Wisconsin Marine came back from service in Afghanistan and Iraq. He did three tours, and he sought some mental health services from the VA. He needed inpatient care, and he was offered outpatient care, which was not good enough. And he went home that night and committed suicide. Sorry, it's hard to talk about. But so friends and family created an organization because they realized that 22 U.S. Veterans commit suicide every day in the United States. And they want to end that. And so what they do is they look to acquire and train service dogs and then pair them up with Wisconsin veterans, whether it's PTSD issues or other mobility issues, usually a combination of the two. And that dog is trained to work with that veteran and recognize changes in attitude and symptoms and keep those veterans alive.
Yeah, I love Ketchum's Got Your Six, their mission and the organization itself. It's a small organization really trying to increase what they can do. You're helping them with that. It's Ketchum's, Ketchum's, Got Your Six. So you can look them up online too and find out a whole bunch more about them and ways to support them. You can also support them by going to Delta Beer Lab anytime this month, including for the Thanksgiving piece on Thursday, but anytime this month, and then all of your tips are donated to Ketchum's Got Your Six. Tim, I want to ask you about that, okay? Because that's a different approach for businesses, for companies. How did you decide to do that? Was that something your staff was involved in too, to make that decision to say, you know, we're going to take tips and anything people give back to us, those are going to be donated? How did that all come about for Delta Beer Lab?
Yeah, so for my whole career over a decade, I often worked in the brewery side of restaurants, in brew pubs. There was a little bit in production breweries, but the tipping structure of American dining really it helps maintain expenses for the business, but it requires the employees to work for tips. And we wanted to create a situation where the employees worked for our mission. And so we decided we'd pay a living wage, and we used the city of Madison's living wage structure. And we also, because that's just living wage, it's not the full cost of being a citizen. It's not vacation. It's not weekends away or dinner out. We also give 4% revenue sharing on a monthly basis. So you can work a slow night, you can work a busy night. We take all the taproom beverage revenue, multiply it by 4%, and then divide it by the hours worked of our beer tenders. And so that's the extra money. And our staff are making over $17 an hour between the two programs. And that allows us to, well, we don't want to take tips. We'd like that concept to end. But we know that people are so used to it that it's just a part of the culture. And so when somebody checks out, we don't have a tip line on our credit card slips. Usually we'll ask, like, do you want to add a donation to our nonprofit partner? And people are like, I just want to give a tip. Like, well, we don't take tips. We choose a different nonprofit that aligns with our mission. And we redirect all those tips to our nonprofits. And actually, sometimes that increases the tips. Sometimes people don't tip. Totally cool. It's not necessary. Other times, people leave $20 after having a couple beers because they like our organization or they like the program. So I'll give you the total here in a second since we opened in February 2019, which Ooh. Is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Because it was a risk. I wasn't sure that the program would be well received. But the program is also a little bit inflated because in 2020, there was a national movement to create Black is Beautiful beers. And donate all the proceeds to Black organizations that are in our local communities. And in the first year, there were over 1,000 breweries that participated. Last year, I don't think there were quite so many, but we definitely did. And so we've worked with Freedom Inc. in 2020 and Nehemiah in 2021. We gave the second check to Nehemiah. Their total was just under $20,000.
Wow.
But our whole program is over $80,000 since we started in February 2019.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So the program has worked. People support it. Our community supports it. And it's validating and humbling. And our slogan is Crafting Beer, Crafting Change. And we see the change.
Ever since I learned more about you, the beer's great, the product's great, which you have to start there, right? But when I learned more about you, your employees, everything you guys do, I've been a huge fan, and try to make it to the lab whenever I can. And if I can't make it, I pick up your beer at a nearby stop. So thanks for everything.
They're everywhere now.
Thanks for everything you guys are doing. I truly appreciate your time telling us more about it. And again, head over to Delta Beer Lab, delta.beer, to check out their Thanksgiving feast, the third annual coming up on Thanksgiving. And also just go to the lab whenever you can, because it's a great place to be. Thanks so much for your time today. Appreciate it, Tim.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, y'all.
Wow. What an inspirational person, business. And look, you can have a business that's successful and do good at the same time. What a concept. Catch you next week for more Let's Get Local outside the pizza box. Up next.